This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, at any time you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. If you want to check us out on YouTube, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on live chat. You can watch us live even now or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. As a matter of fact, for those that are afraid of all those people that are saying, we're going to take away your guns, you're the people that I'm addressing today because they don't have a lawful right to do so, okay? And the only way that they get away with doing such things is through the ignorance of the American people. Can't blame anybody else for the problems that we have in this country but ourselves. It's called Let's Take Responsibility, right? We're going to be talking about, as the show goes on, threatening gun manufacturers is the new thing, as we all have heard. I got a question, though. Where is the administration and the Department of Justice in the promise of prosecution and indictments? I'm not going to give you the punchline there. I'm going to give it to you at the end of the show. But we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. We all know, just teeing this up, friends, Second Amendment tells us, a well-regulated militia, we are the militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. It shall not be violated. But what do we see? We see said representatives attempting to infringe upon our God-given rights. Well, guess what? They're not for sale. If we're willing to fight the good fight of faith, we don't have to worry about it, friends. God will give us the victory because, as John Quincy Adams rightly said, the Lord's willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, but you got to first fight, right? So we're going to be getting to that in just a couple minutes. Before I get to that, listen carefully. City Council Somali candidate in the state of Minnesota. Rest assured, this is happening all over the country. But a Minneapolis City Council Somali candidate said this. He said this, and this isn't me making an error. This is exactly what he said. We going to take over. Minneapolis City Council Somali candidate, we going to take over. And what are they doing, friends, under your noses? They're colonizing. Who's selling you out? Besides Lutheran Social Services and Catholic Charities, by alluring them in well, they're selling their souls, friends. They're selling you out the same way that Judas betrayed Jesus, and that was with a kiss in Luke 22, verse 48. Just so you know how this is working, right? And we just heard a couple weeks ago, again, that 18 governors want to open the floodgates to more of these people that mean to, we going to take over, say, saith he, right? Well, folks, Minnesota is slowly being transformed, and no one is putting a stop to it. As a matter of fact, Tim Walz and Keith Ellison, the Attorney General, mysteriously, and Tim Walz, mysteriously, they want a sanctuary state, and they want to bring in 300% more Somalis. Why? Because they want to hand your country off to those that mean to rule, and it's exactly what's happening. The latest example comes out of Minneapolis, where another Somali candidate for the city council has declared, "We going to take over." This is what he said. Now, they are, in fact, friends, do keep this in mind, and don't play the fool to their fancy in any sense of the word, but they are here to impose Sharia law. Okay? Because this is what political Islam does. And again, I make so many references to Europe. If you want to see what they mean to do to you in the United States of America, that's all you have to do is look to Europe. It's simple, right? Deplorable Cal reported on Sud Olat, who's a former refugee, just like criminal Ilhan Omar from Somalia. She reported that Sud Olat, a former refugee from Somalia and candidate for Minneapolis City Council Ward 6, posted on Facebook that Somalias are going to take over. Olat shared a Facebook post about a Somali news platform serving Somalis across the world, along with the caption, "We going to take over." This is what he said. Olat announced his run for office after the current Minneapolis Ward 6 council member Abdi Warsane, an appointed CEO of Minneapolis Public Housing Authority. Now listen carefully, friends. They're slowly infiltrating the system is what they're doing. In a statement announcing his run for office, Olat wrote, "The diverse peoples of Ward 6, now listen carefully, this is going to, folks, it's incendiary, is really what it is, but the diverse peoples of Ward 6 deserve an honest, diligent representative. Okay, I'm running to rebuild our residents' faith in our city hall, the refugees, keep in mind. I will strive to restore integrity and confidence in this office and offer our diverse residents reasons to be hopeful again. From the streets in our neighborhood to the walls of our state capitol and to the corridors of our Congress in D.C., I have, for a long time, championed for justice and equality. My passion for the issues I most care about runs deep and is personal for me. Again, listen carefully. Our ward faces difficult times perpetrated by the leadership in our nation's capital. Okay? Each and every single day. Among many, we are faced with both rising crimes and police brutality." No, the police that are enforcing American law against Sharia law is not police brutality, friends. It's called the enforcement of the law. Okay? He goes on. He says, "Inadequate and poor housing. Okay? Lagging infrastructure, improvement in underperforming public schools, more so for our children of color." See the card that they're constantly playing, that somehow or another, they're the victims? You see how they play this game? Folks, but keep in mind, they don't have the shield. Just like the Sodomite agenda, they have the spear. They're tearing down the laws by browbeating those that are in their way. He ends with, "It is time for a fresh perspective. A unifying voice for collective impact. The campaign is about us." He's talking about the Muslim communities, okay? He said, "Not about me. Our neighborhood deserves a new approach, a new vision that is guided by a bold leadership and comprehensive new strategies for collective growth and prosperity for all of our residents in Ward 6. Guess what, friends? They colonized. And guess who he's talking about? He's talking about the Muslim communities that have colonized under the noses of the American people. Guess what they do, friends? They colonize, then they get their person to run for office, then they go in and they vote him into office. This is how they're infiltrating. What are 325.7 million, 86% of them call themselves Christians doing? They're just leaving it all up to God to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wow! Oh, lest you think the Lord is playing games with this country. If you don't want to listen to him during the time of his blessings, you're definitely going to find out who he is during his curses, and you are finding out, America. I was just highlighting as to what's going on in the state of Minnesota here, friends. This is happening all over the United States of America. Just yesterday, I highlighted in New Jersey, they actually initiated their first Muslim sheriff. He swore in on the Quran. It runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. It means they're subversive to we the people. So you're finding out, friends, the hard way. And I want to say to all of you atheists who just say you don't believe in God, well, rest assured you're going to find him this way. If you don't want to pay attention to him and his blessings, you're going to find him in his curses. And you don't need to believe in trucks neither, Mr. I don't believe in anything or God. But it's interesting how much time you take trying to convince everybody else that he's not there. You don't have to believe in trucks neither now, do you, Mr. Atheist? But rest assured, if you stand in front of a truck, you don't need to believe in that neither, do you? No, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, Hebrews 9:27. But I was just highlighting what's going on in Minneapolis. We know that Muslims are infiltrating American government today. We know this. We know that the administration just released three times that of Barack Hussein Obama's administration through the outlet known as, well, Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch. They're releasing millions and millions of dollars into Muslim organizations into America. So we need to quit acting like we don't know who's responsible for what's going on here, friends. Your said representatives are selling you out with a kiss. Now, I just want to take it another level just so you can understand, because I always make reference to what's going on over in Europe, okay? What's going on over in the UK? Well, what's going on, Bradley? Well, the first thing they did there is they effeminized the men. They demoralize the people to accept something God calls an abomination. And believe me, what I'm telling you is true. Just this last year, I got a phone call from the UK. They had their gay pride parade, and they wanted me to weigh in as to what my thoughts were concerning what they were doing. I said, well, they're just simply daring the justice of God, and you can rest assured you're going to get a response. And guess what? They're getting a response. Now, they laughed at me then, but no longer can they laugh at me. Why do you say that? Well, because if you look to the mayor of London, he's a Muslim. If you look to the mayor of Birmingham, he's a Muslim. If you look to the mayor of Leeds, guess what, friends? He's a Muslim, too. The mayor of Blackburn, guess what? He's a Muslim. The mayor of Sheffield, he happens to be a Muslim, too. And the mayor of Oxford, well, guess what? He is a Muslim. The mayor of Oldham, guess what, friends? He's a Muslim. The mayor of Rockdale, he just happens to be a Muslim. There's over 3,000 Muslim mosques in the UK. The population there is 66 million. Only 4 million of them happen to be Muslims that needed help, right? Over 130 Muslim Sharia courts now in the UK. Over 50 Muslim Sharia councils in the UK. The list goes on, friends, just to show you the severity of the Lord's word. Again, it always comes to my aid, but it's what the Lord continuously points my finger to in reference to what I share with you. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. It's where we're at. We see all of that which is sticking its head out. We see all the pre-trembles of what's taking place, and the American people are still distracted. They're still diverted from what really matters. Friends, let me put it this way. Our sin is finding us out. We as individuals, we as a corporate people can blame nobody for where we're at or what we're becoming because we have wickedly departed from the living God. I was just talking to someone this morning, and he happens to be in a pretty important position in our state government. And he just told me today that what they call the Democrats just made a law that you can pray, but you can't use the word Jesus. It has to be all inclusive. But don't worry about the imam, because if they make reference to, you know, Muhammad, that's okay. No, this is America. This is not the Middle East. Okay, just for the record. And he went on to tell me about what they were telling them now, what they can say and what they cannot say. And the fact of the matter is, as for me in my house, and as for me all by myself before God, we're not in the business of denying the Christ, because I don't want to be denied. And if I am, regardless, I'm still not going to deny his name, because he deserves to be glorified. He deserves to have his name on all of our lips, for we are his creation and he is the creator, just for the record. But it's interesting to note that those said representatives, and I laid this to his candor, I said, I'm just kind of curious, friend. Before those said representatives served we the people, didn't they put their hand on that Bible? And he said, well, yes, they did. These are just little things people overlook. These are little things that people don't pay attention to. I said, that's interesting. I said, did they take time to go back and look at the Supreme Court, where they see Moses awaiting the divine law, and John Locke's quote, as when you walk in and walk out of the Supreme Court, where it says, where the law ends, tyranny begins, and we're talking about God's moral law, which we have called common law in the United States of America. The preamble to that may be said to the Constitution is the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, where it makes four references to my God. And secondly, it's interesting to note that our forefathers made reference to what? That of the Mayflower Compact, which does nothing but smack of the pulpit. Now, keep in mind, when the Declaration of Independence was originally drawn up, keep in mind that there was Robert Livingston, there was Roger Sherman, there was Ben Franklin, there was John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. They're the architects of the Declaration of Independence. And when that original documentation came out, the original version of it, Ben Franklin is the one that said it smacks too much of the pulpit. So, again, we see who they're referencing, and we know that Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, he was raised Anglican. He said that he was of the real sort of Christians, and we can see the fruit of these guys, regardless if we want to admit it or not. Nobody can deny what we have in front of our faces. We have a Christian nation. I said one more thing, too. I said it's also interesting to note, I said, did they take time to look at the references from our forefathers in that building in the state of Minnesota? Did they take time to read the state preambles and how they start in all 50 states in the United States of America? Did they forget about the Christian crosses above those that fought, bled, and died and given us the freedoms and the privileges to serve we the people in this country, one nation under God? Apparently they have forgotten, but rest assured, when judgment begins to rain down, because it's raining really hard, America, it really is. You go ahead and laugh and you go ahead and mock all that you want, but rest assured, it's going to be short-lived. The message that the Lord is giving to this country, my friends, is repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Your sin is before Him. The Bible says that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. He sees everything. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that He beholds the good and the evil in all places, not some places. How specific is the Lord? Well, a sparrow will not fall to the ground without His notice. I love that. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at all times. Well, how do you put that together? Well, I put it together like this. He's the Creator. I'm the creation. This puts Him in a position of God, and it also puts me in a position to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding and follow Him in all that He's called me to do, and lead not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct my path. And He will do that. And keep in mind, the just shall live by faith, and we walk by faith, not by sight. And who are we to emulate? Jesus Christ. There is the answer. There is He who holds all the answers. Okay? This is where we need to go. And with 86% of the people in this country that profess to be His, I'll tell you what. We know that He's not the hypocrite. No, it falls on the people that are playing the hypocrites. And I want to say this to you. The Bible tells us, Exodus 20, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Everybody stops right there. It means you better practice what you preach. It doesn't mean you just say, GD it. No, that's not what it means. It means that you better practice what you preach. If you say that you belong to Him, then you better practice what you preach. Why? Because He says right after that, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh His name in vain. And that's where we're at. The Lord's not going to hold us guiltless. Friends, we're going to go down in history as the biggest fools known to mankind if we don't get this right. We know that this is a Christian nation. We know who we need to return to. And how couldn't we, when we see what His Son Jesus Christ did for us on Calvary? Not for what He did, but for what we did. Not our blood, but His blood that is used as a propitiation to wash us from our sins from before Him. Only He can do it, and only the Holy Ghost can do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourself. But show the Lord. Go to Him and tell Him, in spite of me, Lord, bring about godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10. Work in me your will for your glory. Lord, I don't want to see America go to hell in a handbasket. It's too young to die. But that's not why I'm coming to you. I've offended you. Drive me to the foot of Christ, or the law will do no more. Galatians 3:24. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is calling on unity when it comes to the United States' response to the growing coronavirus threat.
People expect us to work together. And I promise you, this president, this administration, is going to work with leaders in both parties. We'll work with leaders across this nation at the state and local level. And this president will always put the health and safety of America first.
The Molson Coors Brewery campus in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is closed after a gunman murdered five brewery workers before killing himself on Wednesday. More than 1,000 people work in more than 20 buildings on what's known locally as Miller Valley. Molson Coors CEO Gavin Hattersley says the campus will be shut down for the time being to give people time to cope. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You know what's interesting is whenever you hit closest to the truth, what's amazing is how people want to avoid that truth. And that's why they go back to the mainstream media and their outlets, by the way, which are dying. And they've been dying for a long time because they know that they don't line up with America's values. And by the way, I'm on the radio to reaffirm America's values and its law. Not the other way around, okay? And by the way, I'm also not the one attacking anybody outside of those that are violating that law. That's the job of every citizen. That's the definition of a patriot, to uphold dying laws. But it's amazing how when you begin to tell people you're going to see the Lord, you're going to meet him one way or another, and you're going to find your faith in him one way or another. How many people found their faith in the Lord when it was too late? That's my objective. My objective is to make sure that that doesn't happen. Okay, just again, for the record, I want to go on to our topic of the day. That was kind of my preface, my opening there. And I was talking about during the first segment, as the show goes on, threatening gun manufacturers. And I have a simple question for everybody, because it applies to all of us one way or another. Where's the administration's Department of Justice and promise of prosecution? When you read the Second Amendment, it's clear. A well-regulated militia, that's us, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, shall not be violated, period. But, you know, this is what's most shocking about this, friends, is how is it, friends, that creepy Joe Biden, you know, the former vice president that has over and over again groped both young girls and women on camera, And again, can you imagine what he's like behind closed doors? And I laugh almost in a sadistic way because, you know what, the man and the office are one and the same. And if he's doing this publicly, you can rest assured he's doing it privately. He's a creep, okay? He is. That's why they call him Creepy Joe Biden. How is it that he's been given a position to threaten gun manufacturers? He's not the Vice President of the United States of America. I mean, think about it. A man, by the way, if you want to call him that, who has questionable dealings with both the Chinese and the Ukraine. This is all factual information. That's called treason, by the way. It's a violation of Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. Creepy Joe Biden, who is also the Vice President, God only knows how. It's a perfect sign of judgment upon a wicked nation once again. But to one of the most criminal and scandalous administrations in United States history concerning that of a foreigner, Barack Hussein Obama. Now, I'm humored because during the time of his criminal tenure, Barack Hussein Obama's, it's interesting how many people avoided actually calling him out for what his wife, who he called Michael on several occasions, by the way, you know her as Michelle Obama. He said it, I didn't, on film, on audio. You can watch it if you'd like to. It's not hard to find. But it's interesting how that over and over and over again, friends, he was called out as being Kenya born. And again, you couldn't hear conservatives of the day talk about it because they didn't want to be labeled birthers. They care more about their sponsors than they did the people that are listening to them. And again, that's the truth of the matter. But Barack Hussein Obama, as you all know, we played the audio several times where he did come out and admit that he was Kenyan born. And if he was born in Kenya, guess what? Everything that he did during his criminal tenure can all be erased. And he needs to be charged. But he's not being charged. He's not being prosecuted. No. He's being rewarded, as I've shared with you several times. Do a whole show on that. But I'm talking about Creepy Joe Biden, who's threatening gun manufacturers, who is the vice president to this foreigner. Okay, again, just for the record, recently Creepy Joe Biden said to gun manufacturers, okay, and I'm blowing this in the wind for the very point of causing you to understand that he has nothing to back up his statement. Neither does Pete Buttigieg. Neither did Benito. And everybody else that they put up in the platform and that they have their microphones up to and their cameras up to their faces, giving you their message through useful idiots, such as the ones that I'm highlighting now, there's no lawful delegated authority to do such. But Creepy Joe recently said to gun manufacturers, he said, I'm coming for you. This is the guy that's being scrutinized right now for another scandal. Concerning treasonous activity, how is it that they feel so encouraged to go ahead and act out above the law even when they're being scrutinized by that said law? Because they're not worried about it, that's why. No, nobody that's a clown in the circus of politics, nobody, friends, is going to, in any sense of the word, tell on each other. They're not going to turn each other in because they're all guilty of the crimes. They depend upon each other. That's how they're there. And you know what, America and Americans? You know what I'm telling you is true. You know it's true. They act above the law because they've been put there by the people that actually believe that they are above the law. So I'm just trying to share with you as to why Joe Biden can say to gun manufacturers, I'm coming for you. Then he said, period. I mean, this guy is a slippery politician. I mean, he's one of the worst. And this is the one they put in front of you to make threats against you and now gun manufacturers. We also know that the Supreme Court was talking about doing this as well, right? They just want to cut to the chase. It was reported by the Washington Examiner, recently, that the 2020 Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden promised gun manufacturers across the United States that he's coming for them. He's coming for you. Really? A guy has 12 assault weapons with bump stocks, which means you can fire it faster. You can pull the trigger faster, Biden said to a crowd during a CNN, Communist Network News, town hall meeting. Okay? And you know, friends, that every single one that was a part of that CNN town hall meeting was all bought and paid for concerning getting them in there in the first place. Do you remember, again, case in point, do you remember when Hillary Clinton, she had zero support? Remember when she first kicked off her presidential campaign in Iowa? This is when she ran against Donald Trump. Do you remember 22 people showed up? Did you remember seeing all of these town hall meetings where people literally didn't show up, but they wanted to put her up like she was actually a contender? Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. They don't have the support. Neither does Joe Biden. Do you remember that during one of her campaigns, they were busted because they had a Craigslist want ad article for people that would actually come. They'd pay them a certain amount per hour, and they were told that they had to sit there and act as if they were actually there in support of Hillary Clinton. How many times do these people need to be busted before you figure out the game that's being played? You're the pawn on their board. Same thing with Joe Biden. Creepy Joe says to gun manufacturers, I'm coming for you. Wow. What is he doing? He's driving support to Donald Trump, who, guess what, is coming for your guns, for the record. You see how this works? He is doing it. The very one that promised to stand with the NRA, we played audio on this, promised to stand with the NRA, is the very one that is violating and attacking gun owners of America. He is. The administration is. All while you're afraid of Big Bad Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg and Benito and Elizabeth Warren and all these other hand-picked, useful idiots scaring you with their communist ideologies, foreign to American government, driving you to Donald Trump, who in fact is doing the very things that you were afraid that they were going to do. When are the American people going to figure this out? Here, I want to say this. It was Edmund Burke, got a lot of respect for this guy, who had said, kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principle. That's right. Kings will be tyrants from policy, which undermines the U.S. Constitution, when subjects are rebels to principles. That's right. That's what's happening. And what's sad here, friends, is that the American people don't even know the principles because they haven't taken time to say thank you to those that fought blood and died to give them, to the very people that are enjoying the very freedoms that they sacrificed themselves to give. That's shameful, man. That's totally shameful. Biden goes on, creepy Joe Biden, why in God's name should anyone be able to own that? It's just wrong, and we've got to, and I promise you, as president, I'm going to get these guys. He has no constitutional authority whatsoever. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Drive support to Donald Trump's administration because Donald's doing the very things that old Joey's threatening to do. That's right. That's right. Oh, folks, I will stand here just like I did 15 years ago. I'm sorry, sit here. Like I did 10 years ago, like I did 5 years ago, like I did 20 years ago. Here, let me say it this way. I remember when I was in the fourth grade. And I remember Mr. Scully was the teacher's name. There was 30 kids in class, and all of a sudden, the teacher, Mr. Scully, asked a question. He showed us a picture of a Yamamama. It was a little kid that had a huge belly. He asked the class, does anybody know why this little Yamamama, this little child, has a bloated belly in the way it does? And nobody knew the answer. Some of the kids started to laugh, and I knew it wasn't funny because I knew that that little Yamamama was starving. And I raised my hand, and I was the new kid on the block, too, and I said to the teacher, I said, that little Yamamama from that tribe in Africa, that little boy's stomach is bloated because he's starving. And every single one of those kids in that classroom started to laugh at me. And they laughed for a moment, and all of a sudden the teacher said, you know what? You guys are all laughing at Bradley right now, but I just want to tell you what Bradley's telling you is right. And it's the same thing from the Spirit of God. You go ahead and laugh all you want. Pay attention to what I'm telling you today, because in 5 years you're not going to be laughing anymore. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't believe that. I'm just going off my friend Diana right now. Isn't it interesting, Diana, on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page, watch us live, or go to beforeitsnews.com, watch us live on the right side. Isn't it interesting? It doesn't really matter what people believe. Because truth demands a response. And either you're going to respond the right way or you're not. And there's a recompense for righteousness, and there's a recompense for unrighteousness. So, you know, when people say, well, I don't believe what you believe, it doesn't matter. I'm right. I know I'm right. How do you know you're right? Because the Holy Ghost said he would make himself known unto those that are in his Son. To he who hath the Son hath life. This is what so many professed Christians are missing, because if they came and tasted and seen that the Lord was good, they would never run away again. They'd run to him. There lies everything that we are created to respond to in so many different ways. I wanted to address that really quick. We're talking about, as the show goes on, we're in our final segment here, threatening gun manufacturers, creepy Joe Biden. You know, Biden continued through his little CNN Communist Network News town hall meeting. Crowd was all bought and paid for, rest assured. Biden continued after the crowd applauded by reiterating his desire to curtail gun production in America, while also acknowledging his goal of hindering the National Rifle Association's efforts. Now, I got to say this. You got to ask yourself the question why your federal government is actually arming DHS, the IRS, the VHA, the OIG, the SSA, the NPS, Friends, why are government agencies being armed? Well, Joe, creepy Joe Biden's trying to attack gun manufacturers and gun owners who've never broken a law in a day in their life. Well, I've already told you that Joe Biden, he himself is a criminal. And if you look at the history of any nation that's taken down, it's because the good people allow the bad people to stay where they're at. Scoundrels is what they are. And the good people deserve the bad people if the good people don't actually live out the definition of what it means to be good. But Joe Biden goes on, I want to let them know, I promise you, said creepy Joe Biden, who's under investigation right now for his treasonous acts with and his son, Joe Biden's son as well, Hunter, for their activities with the Ukraine and China. Man, the apple doesn't fall too far from the Clinton tree, does it? Same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. Same thing with the Bush. Man, it's all there, friends. But he said, I want to let them know. I promise you, I'm the only guy that has beaten the gun manufacturers. I'm the only guy that has beaten the NRA nationally. I did it twice, he said, nationally. And gun manufacturers, I'm coming for you, period. It's frivolous. It's an empty threat. But you can rest assured under God's judgment, it's not an empty threat. I got a question. In what capacity does Creepy Joe sit in? Not a one. I said not a one, not even the president, a Supreme Court judge, a senator, a congressman, or any other representative in any capacity of government has any authority to disarm a citizen in this country unless a crime has been committed, let alone a gun manufacturer. If I'm in a car and I accidentally kill someone, you don't go sue the manufacturer. You sue the person that was actually derelict of duty when they were behind the wheel, if in fact they were. Hey folks, Creepy Joe is simply hoping that others will follow his lead, hoping that some judge will play the activist, play the legislator from the bench, which by the way is also against the law. Read Article 3, Section 1, they sit during good behavior. Joe Biden, Creepy Joe, is hoping that them in government, in whatever capacity they may sit, will join him in assaulting American law and the law abiders by attempting to make them criminals. Folks, this is what people need to understand that is at work here. They're attempting to make law abiders, Christian patriots. And the list goes on. I shared that with you yesterday as to what the government has defined potential domestic terrorists. This is all factual information. It's found in government documents. No one's making it up, friends. It's there. Who are they aiming at? They're not aiming at those that mean to come in and conquer. No, they're aiding and abetting them. They're aiming at anybody that would stand against a new order. It's that simple. Because judges following his lead, Joe Biden, Creepy Joe, assaulting the American people and their God-given rights by acting out, he's in hopes that they'll do so, that they'll act out in a foreign manner such as him, against we the people. Folks, you got to think things through. You got to put the dots together concerning what's taking place in this country. Let me say it again. Nobody has attacked Americans more than their said representatives and their agencies that they have created since September 11, 2001, more than their own government. And they don't have a lawful authority in doing so. Let me go back to Samuel Adams, Massachusetts ratifying convention 1788. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their arms. These are our forefathers and their quotes. Okay. Remember, the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin. Sin, 1 John 3:4, to condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous, found in Deuteronomy 25:1, and to maintain order, not to create disorder. If you don't want to maintain order and you're okay with what's going on, here comes disorder. You're going to exchange heaven for hell? Well, then go ahead and do it. That's what happens when you depart from the living God. Psalm 9:17. Now listen carefully. This is Article 2, Section 3. The supreme law of the land found in Article 6, Section 2 tells us, Article 6, Section 2, this Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuance thereof and all the treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. And it applies to the judges in every state. They shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding, null and void. These are your founding documents. Article 2, Section 3. He shall receive ambassadors and other public ministers. That finds Romans 13 in this conversation. He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all the officers of the United States of America. This is what I want to ask. Okay? In ending. The surest proof, after I make this statement, I'm going to put the question to you. You ready for this? The surest proof that a government means to destroy its own country is when it leaves off judgment to the wicked. Let me say it again. The surest proof that a government means to destroy its own country is when it leaves off judgment to the wicked. Okay? When it does not enforce the laws that they swore to uphold. And by the way, this is what encourages crooks like creepy Joe Biden to attack our laws. And gun manufacturers in this particular case. America, when you say that you finally had enough lawfully, it's been long overdue. I'm just anticipating the day that the American people end all of this lawfully. This is absolutely ridiculous, and I'm tired of the headlines, and I'm tired of the useful idiots in the mainstream media just doing their job by promulgating lie after lie after lie after lie. This is all to desensitize and to weaken the people. Furthermore, this is my question. When it comes to this administration, where is the promise of the rule of law, prosecution, and justice when it comes to the likes of Washington swamp creatures such as creepy Joe Biden and others? Where is the promise of the rule of law? Where is the promise of prosecution? Where is the promise of justice when it again comes to the likes of Washington swamp creatures such as creepy Joe Biden and others? I end the show with this. Folks, nothing but crickets. Where's justice? What's destroying our country? Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. Check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. What's destroying your country, friends? A lack of justice. A lack of the promises that were made to the American people on the campaign trail over 3 years ago. Still haven't seen a one prosecuted. Still haven't seen a one indicted for their charges against we the people.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.